Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Think of it as your director's commentary track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 153, and the title is Shouting Match. The sticky note reads, "Don't let your insecurities shout down your confidence." Here's the story behind the sticky. Even on your strongest days, there's a chance you could become weak in the knees by voices of insecurity shouting down your abilities, talents, and positivity. It's kind of ironic that a person's confidence, the thing that lends them strength and allows them to stand tall, can also be an Achilles heel, with the power to be that same person's downfall. Self-doubt and insecurity can be mean bastards who definitely do not play fair. They will kick you right in the soft spots and leave you curled in a ball on the floor, gasping for air. The trick is to not let those lesser voices shout down your greater potential. I'm reminded of a scene in the original Beverly Hills Cop movie where Paul Reiser, who plays a character named Jeffrey, is trying to talk some sense into Eddie Murphy's character, Axel Foley, but can't get through to him because Axel refuses to hear Jeffrey's voice. Axel covers his ears and shouts, "La, la, la, I am not listening to Jeffrey," to drown out the doubting voice of his doubting friend. Ignore those voices. Drown them out with your Psych Yourself Up Spotify playlist, or be like Axel and simply plug your ears and shout louder than those voices of doubt. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you would like to receive a free alert via email every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you a daily email with a copy of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand, by me, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to that day's audio track. It's kind of a way for me to expand on the topic and give you some ideas behind the message that was written on that day's post-it note. There's only so much detail I can fit in a 3x3 area, and this allows me to give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's podcast. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.